USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many families are celebrating Mother's Day this weekend from afar, delaying or changing their normal plans in a time of social distancing and isolation. The United States has now seen 1.3 million infections and nearly 80,000 deaths in the pandemic, according to the latest tally by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. debate over easing lockdowns has polarized along partisan lines as over 33 million Americans have filed for unemployment and business activity is grinding to a halt. In New York, the deadliest hotspot in the U.S., Governor Andrew Cuomo said three children died from a possible complication of the coronavirus called Kawasaki's disease, involving swollen blood vessels and heart problems. Three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, placed themselves in quarantine after coming in contact with someone who tested positive. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wearing a surgical mask, disposable gloves, and booties to guard against COVID-19, a young Italian woman returned to her homeland after 18 months as a hostage in Eastern Africa. Sylvia Romano lowered her mask briefly to display a broad smile when she stepped off the Italian government plane at Rome International Airport. Romano, age 24, was working as a volunteer with an Italian humanitarian group when she was abducted in November 2018 during an attack by gunmen in Kenya. President Donald Trump is hoping to persuade the Supreme Court to keep his taxes and other financial records from being turned over to lawmakers and a New York district attorney. The justices are hearing arguments by telephone on Tuesday in a pivotal legal fight that could affect the presidential campaign, even with the coronavirus outbreak and the resulting economic fallout. Rulings against the president could result in the quick release of that personal financial information that Trump has sought strenuously to keep private. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Louisiana's governor says the state will now have 250 workers in place by the end of next week to contact people infected with the new coronavirus and track down people they have been in close contact with. This contact tracing is a key factor in whether the state will be able to start easing restrictions and closures of business. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards is under increasing pressure from Republican officials to restart Louisiana's economy. Increased testing is the biggest factor, and Edwards says the state plans to complete a total of 200,000 tests by the end of the month of May. It's been nearly 2 months since live music has been shut down around the country. For large concert companies, the revenue slippage has been a major burden. For independent venues, which have no corporate parent to fall back on, it's an existential crisis, according to Dana Frank, the board president of the newly formed National Independent Venue Association. NIVA is a new coalition of independent venues across the U.S. that includes California's Troubadour and New York's Hammerstein Ballroom. Despite never having worked together before, the members are banding together to seek federal support, such as tax relief and business recovery grants. The organization told Rolling Stone that 90% of its 1,300 member venues report that they do not have cash on hand to last 6 more months without federal intervention, and 55% say they do not have enough to last more than 3 months. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.